Every year in January, volunteers fan out across King County to count the number of people who are homeless. In February, the Great Backyard Bird Count tracks birds and species all over the world. Today, it's Washington State's bicycle count. As KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports, hundreds of people across the state stand on corners and count people on bikes and on foot.
Really, it's any non-motorized method of transportation. Rollerblades, in. Skateboarders, indeed. I joined a couple of bike counters at 7 o'clock Tuesday morning in Seattle. They're a sturdy bunch. It was the first day this fall I wished I brought gloves.
My name's Fred Strong. My partner Laura and I are doing a pedestrian count at the corner intersection of Madison and 12th and Union up on Capitol Hill.
Two female cyclists north.
Fred's fellow volunteer and bike count partner is Laura LeBlanc.
One female north.
As you hear, they're tracking cyclists, pedestrians, gender.
One male cyclist west without a helmet.
And helmet use.
There's only been two so far.
The rest with helmets. Both of these bike ped talliers work at the Seattle Academy, a private school across the street from our spot.
One male south.
Well, I've been bike commuting in Seattle since I moved here in 1990 and just love getting around by bike. And so anything that's really going to kind of help the statistics for what that means in terms of infrastructure and traffic flow over time, happy to help out. It's also a cool thing to be doing just as part of the neighborhood.
Two miles west. This is fun for me because I'm a scientist. So anything in statistics and numbers is always interesting.
Volunteers like these two pick a two-hour morning or afternoon rush hour time slot. Jeff Aiken with Cascade Bicycle Club.
Really just getting a snapshot of who's riding at 27 intersections in Seattle and a couple hundred across the state, of who's there that day so we can count over time and see are more people bicycling or more people walking or less over time and really understand that movement.
Today is the third and last day of the bike count. The program started with the state 6 years ago. In 2008, the Department of Transportation set a goal of doubling cyclists and pedestrians statewide by 2027. WashDOT gives Cascade Bicycle Club $10,000 every year to help organize the count. Aiken with Cascade tries to explain why it's actually really fun.
Usually you don't see how many bikes are out on the road, but when you stand in one spot over a couple hours, you see tens, 20s, 30s, hundreds of bikes, depending on the intersection, come by, and the same with pedestrians, and so you realize that there are a lot of people who get around by bike.
In Seattle last year, there were 8,000 cyclists counted one morning and about 15,000 one afternoon. But the count goes on all over the state, from tiny towns to the bigger cities. Look out for them during rush hour today. They're the happy people on street corners with clipboards.
All right, Laura.
So
here we go.
Two male cyclists south, one female cyclist north. One female north, two females north, one female west, one female west, one male north.
I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.
And they've stopped for a second. Thank goodness.